we are going to talk tonight about being fit in 2017. How's that sound? And the groans are all across the auditorium. So I've gone 11 days. Do I look fit yet? No, never mind. But I've gone 11 days, and not only me, but 21% of all Americans, it is the number one New Year resolution, is to be fit in 2017. 21% according to stat data. The number is they want to get fit and eat healthy. How's that sound? It's really good, isn't it? Get fit and eat healthy. So it's time to hit the gym. Lift those weights, cardio, treadmill, eat right for 365 days. We need to push ourselves. Okay, not 365 days, maybe just half the year. Let's try it for half the year. Well, not half the year. Let's just try to eat right. And if we eat right, well, if I eat right, I can take a cheat day. No, if I eat right, I can have two cheat days. That's what I can do. I'll do the old 80-20 plan. Well, and so I'll walk. I'll walk from my couch to the refrigerator. That will be my cardio. So that's how I'm going to get fit in 2017. And I'll probably preach getting fit in 2018 and look the same way if I do that. It doesn't take a gym membership. It doesn't take counting calories. I want to talk to you tonight about a plan that will help you all year long. It's called the Spire Plan. You're going, where did he get this Spire Plan? Well, I think it's going to be something that will help us as we look at the Spire workout. S-P-I-R-E. We will be talking about that for the next few weeks as we look at a way for us to be fit in 2017. So now everybody's wondering, what's the Spire workout? Well, the Spire workout is going to get us to the place that we're going to understand the spiritual importance and how your spiritual life affects every other part of your life. See, really, if you look up the definition of Spire, S-P-I-R-E, this is what you're going to get. It is a tower that forms a superstructure of a building, usually in a church, that is tapered to the top, kind of like a steeple or a bell tower, a spire. Let's look at this picture. That's a spire. That's our bell tower. It is a tower that goes to the top, and it could just be a steeple that points to the top. But it's a tower that goes to the top, and the very top of it, as it gets thinner, is a what they call a spire. Look what's on top of our spire, the cross of Jesus Christ. And so I'm here to say to us that we need to have the spire workout, and we'll get to it, all year long in 2017. And you go, well, that's kind of nice. That's a nice tower. But let me tell you something. If we take the spire, the tower there with the cross on top, do you know in our spiritual life who the tower is? It's God. How do I know? Well, I know that because Proverbs 18:10, which is one of the scriptures at the top, says this, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe." Isn't that a great scripture? So the tower that we're in is God. And our goal in 2017 is to be at the very top of that tower under the cross of Jesus Christ and to make it to the top of that tower. And to do that, there's some workouts that we need to do. Psalm 61:3 says this, "For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from my enemies." Praise the Lord for that. Isn't that great? Our tower to get to the spire is God. And the only way that we're going to be able to get to the spire under the cross of Jesus Christ It's through the power of God. And so we're going to have to do the Spire workout. I want you to be a Spire in 2017. I want you to prosper in 2017. I want you to have the best year of your life. I want you to flourish because you have run into the tower and you and God have gone to the top, the Spire, and there you are under the cross of Jesus Christ. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be good if we could get that workout to where we can get to that place in our lives that we can be that way? So Spire, if we're going to become a Spire, it takes five things. And it spells Spire. So the S is the spiritual. For you to become fit in 2017, we need to take care of our spiritual. The P is physical. For you to take care of yourself and be fit in 2017, you must include the physical. The I is intellectual. For us to be fit in 2017, we must take care of the intellectual. The R is relationship. To be fit in 2017, we must take care of our relationships. And then the E is emotional. To be fit in 2017, we must take care of the emotional. That's the Spire workout. You will have challenges, if not already have had challenges, in all of these areas during this upcoming year. Whether it's physical, intellectual, relational, emotional, or spiritual. You will have challenges, if you hadn't already had challenges since the first of the year, in all of these. And because of the workout, the Spire workout, I believe that God will help you come through those. Because how do I know? Because we are in the tower. And who is the tower? God is the tower. God is the strong tower. So I believe that in your 2017, if we do the Spire workout, then what we're going to see is God is going to do a mighty work in our lives, even when we face challenges in our life. But we have to get it right. You know, like any workout, you have to do it right. I can do at least 300 push-ups when I'm laying on my back. It's really easy. I get tired about 200, but I push through it when I'm laying on my back. Because I'm not doing it right. And so sometimes I think what we have to do with the Spire workout or with our lives is this. Since we know that we are spiritual, physical, intellectual, relational, and emotional people, then we have to figure out, God, how do you want to use me in all those areas? And in society today, what happens is, many of us try to separate the five. Some people completely discard the spiritual. But some of us, if we want to take care of our physical, we try to take care of our physical. If we want to take care of our intellectual, we try to do that. If we want to take care of our emotional, we do that. If we want to take care of a relationship, we try to work hard in doing that. And we separate them all, and it gets all confused. But I'm here to say that God, from the very, very beginning, has a better way. Let me share that with you. I'm going to get a little theological here just for you to understand. But we have to get to this place. We are physical, emotional, relational, and intellectual people. That's how God created us. And this goes all the way back to Genesis 2:7. And in Genesis 2:7, the Bible says, "And the Lord form man out of the dust of the ground." So here's the first part of that. God formed man out of the dust of the ground. So picture this. God formed man formed a man out of the dust of the ground. There it is, a man. All it was a physical. It was just a lifeless form. Just laying there. But then the Bible says this in Genesis 2:7, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Who breathed into his nostrils? God. God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. God breathes into Adam, just a physical form, and Adam becomes a living being. A being that's physical, a being that's emotional, a being that's intellectual. Got it? A being that's relationships, relational. And every one of those has one thing in common, the spiritual. Every one of those wouldn't happen if the Spirit of God, if God Himself, didn't breathe into Adam. And so I'm here to say today this very thing about the Spire workout, spiritual, physical, intellectual, relationships, emotions. You will never get these four taken care of until you get the spiritual taken care of. We cannot separate four parts of who we are from the spiritual. Because before God breathed into Adam, it was nothing. The only thing that made Adam, Adam, was the spiritual, was the Spirit of God who breathed into Adam. Isn't that wonderful to know that God, God's own breath, the own spiritual breath of God, is the reason we're alive today? And yet many of us, we try to separate the spiritual. And I'm here to say it's just the opposite. You will never get your physical, your intellectual, your emotional, and your relationships. You will never get those satisfied and taken care of unless you are guided and led by the spiritual. That is why your spiritual walk with God is the most important thing that you can ever see. And yet many of us, we spend hours and hours and hours on the other four when God is saying, I want you to spend hours and hours and hours on the main thing. And the main thing is a relationship with God. God breathed his breath into man. He became a spirit. It was formed from the breath of life. A physical. We're rational. We're spiritual. We are a living being because of God. Wow, that's wonderful. That's great. God loved you so much that he breathed into you so you can be on top of the tower. You can be a spire. You can be under the cross. But then something happened in Genesis, and we know what happened. What happened in Genesis was this. There was sin. And because there was sin, then what was taken out of the equation? Somebody tell me. What was taken out of the equation was the spiritual. Because there was no way we could get to God, because God is so holy, he cannot look upon sin. And so now what happened in our lives is this. We are separated from God. And so we're trying to do our lives physically, intellectually, relational, emotional. We're trying to do it on our own. And so God had to find a way, and God found a way, and that way was Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, so you can now let the spiritual rule the way it was supposed to be in the Garden of Eden. And so what I'm saying tonight is, before we move on to anything about getting fit in 2017, maybe I'm going to get fit physically, or I'm going to read more books because I want to get my brain better. You know, as you get older, your brain kind of, you forget things. I do that. Do y'all forget things? So I want to work on my brain. I'm going to read more books and do these brain games and all these kind of things. And I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fix all my relationships. That's what I'm going to do in 2017. I'm going to fix the relationships. And then I said, I know what I'm going to do. If I get angry, I'm going to work on my emotions in 2015. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to get angry only 4 times when I'm driving downtown instead of 5 times. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to try, and I'm going to try, and I'm going to try. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to fail, and we're going to fail, and we're going to fail. Because we're missing the part that is the main part. Unless the spiritual is the main thing, and number one, you will not be able to control these right here. And so in 2017, on this first night, I want us to look at the spiritual. I want us to examine our spiritual. I want us to do a spiritual workout, inventory. For us to be fit in 2017, to be the spire under, on top of the tower, under the cross of Jesus, we must make our spiritual walk with God a priority every year, just not in 2017. For you will face challenges in 2017, and unless you put God first, starting now, tonight, and you're just saying, I'm doing that, I believe some of us will struggle. So what must you know? The first workout is this. You must know, you must be sure, you must go out of here tonight without a doubt that you are saved. The devil's way to get us to fail is for us to doubt our salvation over and over and over again. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and because we have sinned, we need Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we know that if we ask Jesus Christ in our heart and we believe in our hearts, we will be saved. Are you saved tonight? Do you know 100% for sure tonight that you're saved? If you do not know for 100%, we want to talk to you tonight. We do not want you to leave here tonight without knowing that, because it is imperative for us to be able to be fit in 2017 to be the spire underneath the cross of Jesus on our bill tower. It is imperative that we work through that. We work out what it means to be saved. Do you know for 100% that you're saved? Please take care of that tonight if you're not. If you doubt, trust Jesus once and for all and get it settled. If you say a prayer, asking Jesus in your heart every time it's prayed, just to make sure, I want tonight to be the last night that you say that prayer. I want you to know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. And when you ask Him into your heart, He is there. He will never leave you. He is there for eternity. I don't want anyone in here to think that they have sinned so much that they've lost their salvation. You rebuke the devil on that and trust Jesus to save you. He will give you assurance. No more excuses. That's what the devil wants. The devil wants excuses. You turn your life over to God tonight. You just put it down tonight saying, I want to be fit in 2017, and I want my spiritual life to be the main thing, And as many times as I've doubted, as many times as I question, I'm going to take care of that tonight. Because it's still not going to change the fact that Jesus loves you. He died for your sins. He will save your soul. And you can be free for maybe the first time. What a struggle it would be every day to worry about your salvation. And so I believe for us to be the spire, for us to be on top of the tower under the cross of Jesus, we need to make sure, first of all, that we are saved. And you can do that tonight. And we're not giving the invitation right now, but I'm going to ask you all just to bow your heads for a second. And if you're here tonight and the Holy Spirit was nudging at you and you struggle with some of the stuff that I just talked about, I want you to know this. God loves you. God wants you to trust Him. God wants you to be assured that He loves you and He'll never leave you. If you want to ask Jesus in your heart tonight and you just question it and you don't know 100% for sure, you just, in your spirit, repeat these words. Say, "Dear Jesus, I need you in my heart. I might have asked you before, God. I know I'm a sinner. Forgive my sins. Make me a Christian. And help me to trust you. Thank you for saving me. Amen." Now the Bible says that if you said that prayer and you meant it in your heart, and you had struggled with it all this time before, I'm saying on the Word of God to say to you that you are a child of God and you are saved. And it's time for you to get fit in 2017 and let the spiritual now guide you through these other areas of your life. That's the first thing that we must do. That's the most important thing. That's the critical thing. The next thing that we need to do is we need to spend time in the Word of God. How much time do you spend with God? Do other things get in your way? Is church attendance a priority for you and your family? Start today. If you do not do anything, start today with at least 30 minutes with God and increase it each month. You know, our church has helped you to do that. And if you're here tonight, I just want to share this with you, because if you're here tonight, and there's many people, we've been walking with the Lord for a long time, and we still have a hard time with the Bible. And we still have our time spending time with the Bible. It's the devil's trap. That's what he does. If he can't take your soul away from you, he's just going to make you busy. Amen? So out there on the tables, we have this hiding His Word in our hearts. That's the newest thing that John's done. It's got over 500 scriptures in it that are some of the key scriptures in the Bible. And I encourage you to take this, because the way you become spiritually fit is you put the words of God in your heart. And then we have two reading plans. One of them is the one that will help you read through the whole Bible. And this will help you read through the whole Bible in a year. The other one will help you read through some of the key passages in the Old Testament and then let you read through the whole New Testament. All this is designed for one thing, to get our spiritual the main thing. How can you beat the Word of God? How can you beat? You can't. Because it will transform your life. See, my wife and I have been married for 37 years now. Been dating, known each other for 40 years. I know her and she knows me. I know when to say something. And I know when not to say something. But I usually say something. Why? Because we spend time together. Same is true with God. You spend time with God, and the physical, intellectual, emotional, and relational will become more clear on how you need to deal with it. Because God will show you. And I'm here to say to you tonight that all those other four areas we can find in the Word of God. How do I know that? Well, that's why you have to come the next 4 weeks to hear. But we cannot leave here tonight without the spiritual. We cannot leave here tonight without our lives being where they need to be. The third thing we need to do is this, and this may be the most difficult. We need to be aware of the people, places, and things that lead us to the path of sin. Whew. We've got to be aware, it's got to be on our minds, those things that lead us down that path of sin. Nothing will hurt your spire workout more than those compromises we make when it comes to our own sin. You know the rationalizations. You know what I'm saying. I hope I'm not the only one that sins in this room. But you know, make an inventory tonight of those things in your life. Maybe it's you get around people and you just start to gossip and say things you shouldn't say. I'm saying to you, let God change that. Let God change that. Say, God, I don't want to do that anymore. Forgive me, God. Maybe it's what you watch or listen to. Just say, God, change that. God, lead me to the right scripture. Lead me and give me the strength through the power of the Holy Spirit. Maybe it's an action. Maybe it's an action that you have. Maybe you get too angry. Maybe you manipulate. Maybe you are just rude. Maybe, I don't know. It's just, but let God change it. Take an inventory tonight. See, if we want to be on top of that tower, and that's a pretty big tower. You know why it's a big tower? Because God's the strong tower. Nothing bigger than God. Then we have to let God change these things in our life that we know are actions that we need to change. They've just become part of our lives. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe there's some forgiveness that needs to happen. Maybe there's some kindness that needs to happen. Let God change it. Do you know why I'm saying to you tonight, let God change it? Because we can't do it. We can't do it. We might try to do it, but we always seem to end up frustrated. I try not to eat those chips. Right, Pastor? I try not to. But the only way I'm not going to eat those chips is not be around those chips. Because you put those chips in front of me, what am I going to do? Eat those chips. But it's more serious than chips. For some of us, it's a relationship that's been broken for a long time that God needs to fix. For some of us, it's an attitude that we have toward somebody at work or somebody in our family that God needs to fix. See, it's a lot stronger than chips. For some of us, you fill in the blank. Because for us to rise above in 2017 and have a year that is a year of communion and oneness with God like we've never had before, I want to be on top of that tower under the cross of Jesus Christ. Wow. How wonderful. But that third part, you just have to decide what you're going to change with that and ask God to help you change it or to change it for you. And God will do it. So, I know we're the physical, I know we're the intellectual and the emotional and the relational, but that's not what we're talking about tonight. Where are you spiritually with God? Wouldn't it be great to walk out of here and you and God make a commitment to each other that 2017, you're going to put spiritual matters first before anything else? And what I'm trying to say to you is this: when you do that, it covers and encompasses everything else. Doesn't mean you won't have challenges, but God's going to help you with those challenges. Amen? So that's what you can leave here tonight. You can leave here tonight as spiritually fit as the person beside you. What it takes is making sure you're saved, making a commitment to God that I'm going to spend some time with you, God, every day, God. That's how we get to know each other. Spend some time with each other. And God, I'm going to take an inventory of those things in my life that lead me down a path that hurt me spiritually. God, I'm going to repent of those. God, I want you to give me the strength through the power of the Holy Spirit to slowly but surely to get back to the place where I know you need to be. And you know what happens when we become spiritually fit? We have joy. Some of y'all might be able to relax for the first time in a long time because we're getting our priorities in order. Because we're getting our priorities in order. So let's bow our heads. You know, tonight's invitation is a very simple one. I'm just asking you to commit to being fit in 2017 in the area of the spiritual. For it starts with the spiritual and encompasses everything else. Maybe some here tonight, when we said that prayer earlier, you asked Jesus Christ in your heart. We'll be down here at the front in just a second, and you can come down here and tell us you want to start off 2017. You just nailed it down tonight. This is the night that you nailed it down that I'm saved. Maybe you want to come up, take the pastor's hand, my hand, or Tim's hand. You just want to tell us tonight was that night. Maybe some of y'all need to come to the altar and you need to say and commit to God. God, I'm going to turn this over to you that's leading me down this path. Maybe some of you tonight, you need to commit to spend some time with God every day. You can go out here tonight when we're leaving. And you can, there's booklets on all those tables out there, and you can get a booklet, or you can find some reading plan, or you email Dr. Redman or myself or any minister, and we'll send you something. But I know this: you need to spend time with God. Maybe you need to come and commit that tonight at the altar, or where you are. That doesn't matter. What matters is we start afresh in 2017, spiritually fit and ready to go for God. We become a spire under the cross of Jesus Christ. So, Father, I pray for this time of invitation. I pray if people need to come forward, they come forward, Father. If they need to pray at the altar, they do that. Father, I pray now, your Spirit move in Jesus' name. Amen.